flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast. Whisakisa. It's her and her friends, and they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, welcome to the Wrestle Club Podcast. I am your host, Mark Cram, because Sakisa isn't here. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. I am joined by two people who are better than Sakisa. To my right in front of me now, I'm looking at Richard Wright.
Hello, everyone.
And to my right, one half of the Fluffy Boys, it is Ibs.
I'm the better Fluffy Boy, just so to let you
know. Agreed. Yes, agreed.
And I, of course, am main event Mark Cram. We are here literally less than 24 hours after one of the most shocking events in WWE history at the Elimination Chamber. We saw a lot of good things happen. We saw the return of Jade Cargill. We saw Bianca Belair win an Elimination Chamber. There was a women's tag match, which I fast-forwarded through because I did not want to see Trish Stratus wrestle. No offense, Trish. Yeah, and then we saw Elimination Chamber won by the incredible John Cena in his last retirement of the year. And then the biggest shock of all, Cody Rhodes came to the ring, shook hands with John Cena, and we thought, this is it. This is a nice, wholesome moment. And out comes Rock with, for some reason, Travis Scott. Yeah. And Cena pulls off the biggest heel turn since 1996 and bludgeons Cody, Cody Rhodes with belts and everything else in between. Guys, should we start with that, or do we want to work our way up to it?
Let's get one thing out of the way. Let's quickly get rid of the tag match. WWE, if you're not even going to have a champion come out with a belt or acknowledge they are a champion, why should I give a care? Yeah. So why should anyone care about the WWE Women's Speed Championship if you're not even going to have Candice LeRae walk out with a belt or say that she's the champion?
Is that still on?
Never watched it.
I watched it when it started and I stopped. But I mean, she's still officially the champion.
I didn't watch the match. I watched the finish, be it PME, whatever.
Match is fine.
I'll be honest with you. I can tell you all the newest things I did instead of watching the match. I like cleaned up because I had a few. I had Daddy over, the other Fluffy Boy.
Yeah,
did loads of washing up, cleared up a few things. Like it was a very, it was a perfect time to come on, so I could clean the house. So now my housemates wasn't mad at me. So that's all I did.
The match was on. I was watching the match. The match was fine.
It was the most, it was the most piss break match WWE.
I had no idea why it was on this card when WWE PLE cards now are so like strict and narrow about things. I don't, Trish Trask is the only reason because he's in Canada.
Trish fancied wrestling a match in Toronto. That's what this was, and that's fine. It was like, it was kept short enough and out of the way, and I didn't care. But yeah,
wasn't the SmackDown before? The SmackDown beforehand was in Toronto. Could have had on SmackDown.
And speaking of her promo on that Friday night, it felt like, you know when you see comedians doing their first ever gig and all their mates are there and they're just getting like the support of the crowd? Like, you don't really know what they're saying, but everyone's just with you. That was basically what Trish did on the Friday. So I already knew it was going to be trash on Saturday.
But then the bit, well, let's go back to the actual business of the
interview.
The Women's Elimination Chamber match started off with a bang. Jade Cargill returns and she's going to attack Liv Morgan. But wait, no, she isn't. Naomi gets absolutely blasted and we have,
got our arse whooped.
Also, Jade looked incredible. That bicycle kick she hit was fucking awesome.
It was great.
So we assume the assumption is that Naomi was the attacker now. We don't know yet at the time of filming.
I was screaming at the TV going, it's Naomi, man. It makes all the sense. And also, it gives a lot of edge. Like, finally, we get a bit of edge with Naomi.
Yeah.
It would have been nice if they maybe did this a little bit earlier so she could probably, like, jump into the bloodline sort of thing and have, like, a female bloodline member or whatever. But, like, it's made me care about this tag team even more. Like, before, I think, the breakup of the tag team, because originally it was like last WrestleMania, it was like three really nice black girls in the team together. It was like, great black girl magic, and it was like, how are we gonna turn this into a story? How are we gonna make this more than just like a prominent moment in the history of like wrestling for black people? Now we've made it, we've got wrinkles into it, we've got to add it, and we just, I want to know who's. Is it going to be Naomi Jade Mania?
Does Bianca know the truth? That's the question.
Oh, I don't think she does.
I don't think she does purely on the basis they've given her the match against Rhea.
Yeah.
It'd be a really weird move to do if they unless they are going to be like Bianca and Monster heel.
Yeah, they're both going to be heels.
Yeah.
But I can't see, like, okay, yes, Bianca's got the strength and, like, she's a phenomenal wrestler and she's got better on the mic, but I don't really see her as a Monster heel, especially standing next to Rhea. Like, you saw the way she stood next to Rhea, and yet Io was there as well, but, like, come on, guys, we know.
That was awesome. Rhea coming and go, technically, I've got a match tomorrow. Yeah. It might be me. It might be me, guys. It might be me. Come on, come on. Could be me. You could be wrestling this. No, no. Okay, cool.
Yeah. I mean, unless they're going to swerve that entirely, and you are going to get Io Belair at Mania because Belair's going to go heel, and then you can do whatever you want with Rhea. Have a wrestle Dom, please.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's the only match. That's the only match I would
If they're taking the belt off for that, great.
Yes,
But no, I don't think it's going to be. But yeah, it's.
Be sick.
I mean, I don't think they're going to play Bianca doesn't know, I'd imagine. Yeah. But I don't really want to see Jade versus Naomi at Mania, but I guess that's where they're going to go with it.
I'm not mad at it.
It'll be a good match. And if you want somebody in a one on one match with Jade Cargill who can, like,
carry that match and show that how good Jade is.
Naomi is a good person to do that with.
What did you think of the match itself, the elimination?
I thought it was a really good match. Yeah, there's some good moments. I thought it was a good match. I think I was hoping for Roxanne Perez, but I know that was unrealistic. I hope, but I wanted it to be Roxanne Perez.
I thought they were gonna go Bliss because she's just so over.
I thought it would be Bliss because just at the moment she's like,
I just, at this moment in time, can't see her fighting Rhea for the title. I don't know why. Maybe I'm the problem in this situation, but, like, I just can't see what the angle would be. Because obviously we've got Rhea in her tweener sort of position. Like, she's definitely more babyface than heel.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, I think it's the same boat with Alexa. Alexa's still, like, definitely more babyface than heel, but still got them elements. And it would be harder, like, and I think right now both their characters don't need to differentiate who they are in order for them to be who they are.
Yeah.
And that's why with Bianca, it kind of, like, the angle leads to her to being more heel. And to be fair, we've not really seen a heel Bianca, really.
I'd be intrigued by a heel Bianca.
Yeah, I think it could work. It really works.
She does know, so we can go down,
like,
this.
The whole thing of, like, being the EST
can be a heel
gimmick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just happy it wasn't... I was happy it wasn't Liv Morgan.
Yeah, same.
So, didn't want that match again.
I don't
want
to. Yeah, I'm over. I'm like, them two, like, they were great for each other.
Great,
yeah.
But they need, like, time apart.
Yeah. It's a bit like Randy and John Cena. We're tired of this. It's not every day. Like, we know you, man, are great.
Second big match of the card was a match that we've seen a lot in the past.
A lot.
Fuck me. Can they deliver? And do they deliver every time they do it? This match was at times uncomfortable, and I think the commentary really put over. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, they're both incredible sellers as well.
Yeah.
So, like, you never even know if they're hurt. But some of the spots they did were really, really, insane. Really jarring. Really. But it was really good. I've been saying, we feel sorry for them because they've gone out there and wrestled out of their skins. And
no one's going to talk about that.
No one's going to talk about it much because of what happened at the end of the show. It was a really good match. It delivered everything it needed to. You've written Sammy off TV. You made Owens look like a killer once again. And we got the big return.
We got the
end.
We're going to get the match of Mania that I've been saying for a while is going to be.
I think the only sad thing about the match, it felt like a very, like, last chance saloon for WrestleMania for them two.
Yeah.
So now we know at least one of them's actually going to have, it's either going to be in, like, some Battle Royal bullshit match.
Well, I think
I think Zayn won't be a Mania.
Yeah.
And it'll be Kevin Owens, Randy Orton.
Okay.
Yeah. And what you might get is Zayn might come
back.
Out
yeah, 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 yeah.
But there's no, like, way. You can't have him, what happened to him in that match, and then have him wrestle.
No, I think at most, Sammy comes back post match.
Yeah.
At Mania to stop Owens doing something horrible to Orton.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, for me, it's set up the match that we knew we were going to get. We're going to get Orton Owens. It was a good match. They fucking killed each other.
Yeah.
It's boring to say that Owens and Zayn had a good match, because Owens and Zayn are going to have a good match every single time you throw them in there together. They're absolutely made for each other as workers. They get each other.
And they have teased what I think will be the finish of the Mania match. They teased Orton setting up the punt.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he'll punt him for the finish at Mania.
The way what's it, the Stooges, like, pulled up at the perfect time was so great. It was such a great moment.
I think they even said on commentary, oh, now security steps in.
Ignore that move.
Not the one that gets us in trouble on TV.
Yeah.
But that was really great match. So, getting on to the last one, the Elimination Chamber. I mean, the match itself was good, but it's almost irrelevant to talk about what actually happened in there. You had some great moment with Punk and
Drew.
Drew getting Drewed again.
I'm like, it is frustrating as being a big Drew stan, but also it is quality, like, judging. Like, it's kind of always his fault in a way.
Yes, no, absolutely.
It's like, again, he just needs to maintain focus on what he was doing.
He's got ADHD.
That's a point we'll come back to about somebody else in a second. But, Drew. I mean, it's leading to Drew versus Damien Priest, which I don't really care about.
You know what? They'll have a good match. They're both good.
They'll have a good match.
It's card filler.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if that gets parlayed into some sort of multi-man in another way rather than being one-on-one. But if it is one-on-one, fair play, they're decent. They'll be
Logan Paul had a good... I don't like Logan Paul, but he had a good showing. He did the frog splash off the top of the pod, solid, which is... impressive.
From anyone out of that match, though, I think he probably has the least clear path now, because you assume what you're getting from it, you're getting, we'll touch on it, Rollins and Punk, there's no way that's not going to get Mania, but somewhere.
I'm surprised that Roman didn't show up, because he's the one that got a big ass whooping at the Rumble, and he still ain't pulled up yet.
Well, I think we're going to get Reigns, Punk, Rollins at Mania, maybe. But so unless they really do
want to do Punk Paul, and I guess not, but you can go down the whole route of Logan Paul eliminate Punk from the Rumble, Punk eliminated Logan Paul from Elimination Chamber. Settle it at Mania.
I just don't think CM Punk's going to agree to have his first WrestleMania match in about a decade or whatever it is
against Logan Paul.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. This is the whole the whole planning.
But do they still? It's interesting. What we're interesting is if they still do they still internally see Logan Paul matches as celebrity matches.
I think that shine goes off every single time you do it.
Because, they've always, what was it? Is it Sami Zayn that said that, like, if you're not going to be in a main event, you want to be in the celebrity match because
But I think CM Punk, I think, looks at wrestling differently to Sami.
Yes, he does.
CM Punk wants to be seen legitimate all the time. And he's going to, I think, and there's no way they're not paying off the Rollins thing. So that's going to, whether it includes Reigns or not, I think is going to be the question. Because Reigns, they could still pivot Reigns to The Rock.
Well,
if that's a thing that is even on the table to do. I don't think that will happen.
No.
I think that's and then the match happens, Cena wins it, off the back of, but that was, I think that was, you look at the finish of that
did
match
we,
now.
Did we have Cena originally winning, you guys?
Yes.
I had Cena winning, but I did not have this happen.
I felt like I was rooting for him, like an underdog, and like when you watch and a lower league football team in the FA Cup, you're like, come on, lads.
And a weird underdog, John Cena.
But
now look at the end of that match as well, and this is where the first clue to the heel turn was put in there.
Yes.
So Punk gets stomped by Ron. The old John Cena would never have taken advantage of that situation.
Well, they even said
on commentary, Cena's desperate. Yes. So he ran and didn't even hesitate. Yeah. Just run, sprints, eyes wide, and realizes he can win. So go. And the old John Cena would have never done that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that clued us up to exactly, but looking at it in hindsight.
But think about from even the press conference, he was like, I'm in the chamber. I demand Like, we can see it's been coming, and I didn't think we needed it. But I genuinely, I was like, surely we're not doing this in the last year.
I didn't think they'd do it. But here we are. Now we're this. But hasn't it made it so much more interesting?
So much.
And I'm now sure. I don't think a babyface John Cena takes a title off of Cody Rhodes, but I think a heel John Cena takes a title off Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania.
It's the ending match is interesting because they definitely will play off the fact that really Seth Rollins should have eliminated Cena after he threw him into the pod.
Yeah.
But he was so distracted by his hatred for CM Punk that he cost himself the match essentially by not going for that pin. So that's, I think that's...
Oh, and didn't Drew have the same issue? Basically, CM Punk is like...
Yeah.
He's like a... He's a voodoo master. I'm not going to lie. Like,
well, even the match...
He does
how good was Punk in that? Well, Punk was still in the chamber. Just egging Rollins on to beat Drew. He's like... one of my big frustrations about Elimination Chamber matches a lot of the time is that people don't do enough when they're in the chambers. Owens is always great when he's in there. Logan Paul is really good.
Logan Paul draws on the thing.
He did the drink thing.
Punk was fully animated the whole time. Yeah. Everything was like, it was coming on everything's going on. Whereas Cena was like, you know, I'm here.
So I think, it's Rollins and Punk, I think, is the match that we all kind of want to see.
Are we getting Reigns? Because we stumped out Reigns as well. But
yeah.
But you could easily pivot Reigns to Rock if they can go that way.
Yes, that's true.
I don't think The Rock's going to be in a singles match ever again.
No, I agree. I don't think he will.
And I don't think he should be. Like, let's just keep... I'd rather you have this mystique where we're like, you could go. Rather than us seeing you go, because we've seen it with the, I think the Shawn Michaels one from back in the day really broke my heart, so I don't want to see any of these ones.
but then again, the Stone Cold Steve Austin one was so much better than
it was.
Shout out KO.
I mean, of course, now we'll get there. It's now time to talk about Cody comes out, shakes hands with saying, oh, this is a nice way to end. Oh, we're doing The Rock. Oh, there's The Rock straight away.
I want your mind. I want your soul.
Yeah.
I want all of you. You're like,
I really thought he was going to say, I want your body.
Yeah.
But I said, if he says that, this is going to come off so much gayer. But he sidestepped it. Yeah. Like, you tell in his head, he was like, say body. Don't say body.
I don't know why. It just felt so weird, The Rock speaking the way he was speaking. Because I think generally, if Vince said that shit, everyone would be like, yeah, fair.
I don't know why Hill Rock has suddenly become this really weird, creepy guy.
Yeah. Because
Hill Rock's always just been a bit Hollywood.
Yeah.
No, he's... I mean, now it makes sense why they wanted to do this segment of having it. It's actually something of substance has happened off
yes.
the back of it. And now seen... I mean... You could say Cena's beer, but Cena's always been the company guy.
Him
selling out isn't the thing. It's just you're like, a heel now.
Like, it's almost like the two of them together, the words that went through my head were Hollywood Elite.
Yeah.
You won't use the word elite, though.
No. But, you know, they're essentially, they're both massive Hollywood players now. Yeah. And it's
get Dave in, too, really. Get this. Have the whole triad of the southern industry.
Not Hulk Hogan.
And then The Miz is like, I'm in movies. Of course you are, sweetheart.
Seth Rollins is like,
in the background, you get cut out of movies.
Yeah. CM Punk was in that movie about the house.
Yeah,
Horror movie. Some really
and
good practical effects
in
that movie.
And he was in Heels.
That's pretty good.
Maybe good.
I've not seen it.
But yeah, seen as Hollywood Elite. He's going back to Africa now to shoot a movie. He's already on the way back to Africa, so he's not going to be on Raw.
Oh.
Which is upsetting because it fucking hell, you want to see
what film was he filming?
I don't know.
Africa.
Cedar in Africa.
Yeah.
The Africa story.
He's playing the Akeem biopic. He's playing Akeem.
it's a biopic of One Man Gang / Akeem.
Cody's playing his dad.
Yeah.
And that is going to be an amazing movie. Anyway, but Hill Cena's pretty interesting. Like, I'm glad they've done it now. Now that it's happened, I think it's the best thing they could have done. I want the year we could now have of John Cena winning a title at WrestleMania and holding that title pretty much through to the end of the year as a complete monster heel.
Yeah.
You've got to do a CM Punk match at some point. You've got to do a Randy Orton match again at some point. You can do any fucker like Bron Breakker. Like, but the Cena options are now. Cena as a heel opens up so many more channels.
Because he can get away with anything.
Yeah. He can win every match now. It doesn't matter how the crowd doesn't matter if they boo him. The only worry I have is that the Cena nostalgia is still going to be so big that he's still going to get cheered at WrestleMania.
Are you telling me you wouldn't chair for him though? That's the thing. You can't hate it.
It's weird.
It's tough. Cody's in a tough spot.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like for a certain section of the audience, this is all they've wanted for years.
Yeah,
is a Cena heel turn, and they've got it now.
Even though the people don't want it anymore, now they've got it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's thinking about the times this could have happened in the past. I'm always glad they never did it in the past because now it's made it for the last year to do it now.
Yeah.
When people sort of had stopped expecting it to happen.
We made peace with him always being a babyface. Like, we even got happy when we started seeing. I think I was at the age group when we hated it. Like, I didn't hate him, but it was like, oh, Cena.
Is one of the reasons they can do it now is because of Cody Rhodes? Because Cody Rhodes is essentially now John Cena.
John Cena does
everything John Cena did. So you don't need John Cena to do the million media appearance and all the charity stuff and all the stuff with the kids. You've got Cody Rhodes.
Because this is the first guy.
Dropping F-bombs.
Yeah.
That kid-friendly guy.
Yo, fuck yourself.
Because Reigns was never that guy.
No.
Punk was never that guy.
No.
Daniel Bryan was never that guy.
They wanted... Rollins could be that guy, but he's not been marketed to be
He's never going
to
be that guy.
He's not media trained.
No, he's definitely not.
He just whines too
much. Yeah.
And it's, yeah, so yeah, I think you're right. Now they're in a situation where they don't need a John Cena to be John Cena because they've got Cody Rhodes to be John Cena. And it's, I mean, I think he's losing at Mania, though. I think Cody's losing the belt.
Yes, I think he loses the belt. Cena,
we need, listen, I need...
Cena breaks the record at Mania.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And hopefully it's night two, so we can all watch it together.
And obviously wins it in a screwy fucking fashion as well. He's going
out. Oh, that's going to be... Attitude, that's going to be like run-ins galore. That's going to be crazy.
That's what, there'll be a rock bottom here in that match.
Yeah, oh,
Reigns was trying to somebody.
No, but the big question is, do you think we get a new John Cena song?
I think we have to.
I think we get a new...
Travis Scott. That's why he was there.
Boo.
I think we get a whole new attire. I reckon we get a whole new John Cena
in a suit. Because he always wears suits as well. Yeah, because he wears the suits like on his normal interview. Ooh.
Exactly.
John Corporate Cena. Cena. Suit. Corporate Cena is going to be great. I mean, I was saying about wanting corporate Punk, but the corporate Cena is going to be
better. Yeah.
So Cena versus Punk later this year, hopefully by SummerSlam.
I think so. Yeah.
It's going to be. Yeah. I'm now
all very, money in the bank for nostalgia.
This has now gone, but this has now gone from a year long nostalgia fest of John Cena to genuinely now compelling TV.
Yeah.
So we are. Yeah, it's an exciting time to be a wrestler.
No, hey,
when the bloodline's over, we get Cena for real.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and I think there's many options, exciting options. For who could end the Cena reign. We won't get in that today because that's a separate podcast. But
one note I'd like to make about this pay-per-view, not a single Bloodline member on this pay-per-view or PLE.
That's true.
What must be the first time...
No, Sammy.
Okay.
Yeah, Sammy. Yeah, Sammy, like, yeah.
Oh, no,
Sammy.
I respect the Sam, but like, okay, none of the NOIs other than Nigel.
I know.
But you know what I mean? It's the first time there's been no central Bloodline plot point of any kind. So no Sakai, no Fatu, no Jey Uso, no Jey. There's been no mention of any of it. And it's now we're into a new phase of the story. Like, everything that the Bloodline guys are doing now, Jey particularly moving on from that, looks like he's going to be going into a nice little mid-card push.
Yeah.
Jacob and Sakura and that.
Jacob and still Sakura Mania, I imagine.
So we are now truly post
Bloodline. Facing each other at Mania.
I think so.
We are now truly post Bloodline. For the first time, this has felt like for the first time ever, but the storylines have now all moved past Bloodline. Rock's doing something else, Jimmy's doing something else, Jay's doing something else. Yeah, so it's nice. And Reigns, it's none of the, unless he's facing the Rock.
Yeah.
There's been no Bloodline talk for Reigns either. So,
no, it's going to be, as you said many times, there's going to be a promo on Raw SmackDown at some point soon where Jacob Fatu is going to go, I loved you,
Solo.
Yeah, and everyone will be like, oh,
you know. Because let's be honest, the writing's been on the wall for Solo Sikoa since Jacob Fatu arrived.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the good, like, so what I saw from memes, like, Jacob Fatu in less than 2 months becomes what they've been trying to make Solo Sikoa.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just like, oh, cool.
And Tamatonga's obviously.
Where's the other one?
Who cares?
I think they've realised basically he was phony there because of nepotism.
He got injured.
There's no way he's going to be back in any meaningful. No. He was fucking awful.
Needs to go down to NXT and learn how to work oddly.
Yeah.
Which you could do. Honestly, if they wanted to do this, if you wanted to push the whole Ava thing, right? Being the final boss of NXT.
Yeah.
Send him down there and put him with, because apparently they have signed like Zilla Fatu and Lance Anoa'i. Put the three of them together and make her in charge of those three and have them roughshod NXT for a bit. So yeah, that has been Elimination Chamber. I thoroughly enjoyed Elimination Chamber.
So did I. I thought it was great. Anyone else I've enjoyed chatting with you gentlemen about the Elimination
Chamber? Lovely time.
A flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast. Whisakisa. It's her and her friends. And they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!